Welcome to Lugano Speakers Seminario 9 Church on the 7th Sunday after Pentecost, which is 19th of July 2020. I am Irung Kim, the minister of LPUC. Later in the service, Josiah is going to read the Bible, Kevin to lead prayers for others. Today we are going to reflect on the parable of the weeds in Matthew 13. As we are talking about pulling weeds among the wheat in the story, I'm going to show you my garden. Remember, as I said last Sunday, my garden hasn't been looking after very well in the season of winter, but I'll tell you, it'll be different in spring. Welcome to my backyard. As you see, there is a hedge along the fence. And then, at the corner of my backyard, there is a small vegetable garden that is really covered by weeds at present. In the garden, on very left-hand side, I'm going to zoom in so you can see a bit more clearly. Let me check whether it is clear. Okay, on the left-hand side, you can see two chili plants with some chilies, and in the middle, lemon tree, and next to the lemon tree, it is a lime tree, and then at the corner of my backyard, I'll zoom in a bit, you could see aloe vera that is covered by lots of weeds at the moment. Now my garden looks not very good because of weeds, but I tell you, in spring I prepare the garden soil for planting. As I pull the weeds out and plow and fertilize the garden, I used to plant some veggies like cherry tomatoes, some herbs like mint and corianders, and also spring onions, and Korean leafy vegetables, so-called Korean perilla leaves. So this garden may look very different in spring. I might show you this garden again maybe sometime later when veggies are ripened. So, this is my garden. As we are talking about planting seeds and pulling weeds, I would like to ask you questions. Do you have a garden? Then what kind of seeds do you plant in your garden? You may pause for a moment to talk with your family or friends them that you worship with. Now I'm going to light this Christ candle. Let us worship and praise God together by singing the first song, God of Wonders. Holy, holy, Lord
celebrate the light. When I stumble in the darkness, I will call your name by night. God of wonders beyond our galaxy, you are holy, holy. Universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy, Lord of heaven and earth. Lord of heaven and earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord of heaven and earth. Hallelujah.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Josiah Finau, and I will be leading you guys in the gospel reading for this morning. Our gospel reading is taken from Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 to 30, and from verse 36 to 43. And here is what it says. The parable of the weeds. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the in wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servant came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servant asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn." Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end stage, is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let them hear." This is the word of the Lord.
Remember last week, we reflect on one of Jesus' stories, the parable of the sower. And this week we are going to talk about the parable of the weeds among the wheat. In the story, Jesus told about weeds and wheat growing together in a field. The roots of the weeds and wheat got so mixed up, the farmer couldn't pull out the weeds, or he would have pulled up the wheat as well. So the plants grew together until it was time to harvest the wheat. Then the farmer kept the grain that had grown from the wheat seeds, and he burnt the weeds in a big bonfire. Someone once said that a weed is a plant growing in the wrong place. A lot of gardeners do not like dandelions growing in their lawn, but they don't mind looking at them when they are growing by the side of the road. Not everyone thinks that weeds are a nonsense. Some people think that they are beautiful. Have a look at the picture of a weed and see what you think. Some seeds are very strong. Grass and dandelions often push their way up through concrete and paving stones. Do you have a garden? What kind of weeds grow in it? Last week, we talked about planting seeds in the parable of the sower. This week, we are going to talk about pulling weeds in the parable of the weeds among the wheat. The two go together. Every gardener knows that planting seeds is the easy part of having a successful garden. It is much more time-consuming to weed that same garden, and it is hard work. As someone has said, when weeding, the best way to make sure you are removing a weed and not a valuable plant is to pull on it. If it comes out of the ground easily, it is a valuable plant. There is another saying, to distinguish flowers from weeds, simply pull up everything. What grows bad is weeds. Weeds can be taken, I mean, mistaken for flowers, vegetables in your garden. Sometimes it is difficult to know, to be sure you don't pull it out. You wouldn't want to uproot your favorite flower or your vegetable plant. You will wait until the plants mature, then you will know for sure. This is exactly the kind of advice Jesus is giving his disciples, except he's not just talking about agriculture. Jesus seldom is. At this point in his ministry, he's traveling to areas in which agriculture is predominant. He knows his listeners will understand his metaphors. But they are metaphors for messages much deeper than they appear. In today's scripture, Jesus tells a story about a field in which a good sower, that is the Son of Man, Jesus, sows all good seed in his field, the Word. While his workers, his disciples, were sleeping, spiritually not paying attention, an enemy, sin or evil forces or inclinations in the world came and sowed seeds among the wheat. At first no one noticed because they looked exactly alike. When the disciples realized there were weeds entangled with the wheat, their first thought was to pull them. But Jesus instructs not to pull them. He says, no, let them grow together. At the end, the harvest, which is at the end of the age, I will tell my reapers, angels, to gather the weeds and get rid of the weeds after they are both harvested. The wonderful thing about the Jesus parables is that they always contain an unusual twist. And this one is no different. As we read and reflect on this text, we may realize what and how we react to this story. Our first tendency is always to take it upon ourselves to judge in Jesus' place, to take Jesus' mission as our own mission, to fix the problem immediately, and to remove the wrongdoers, pull them out. It is the easiest, the best way, right? However, Jesus says the opposite. He says, no, be patient. Let the good grow together with the bad. Let the upright grow together with those who tempt, distract, and entangle. It is not your job to judge. It is mine, and it will happen in the end of the age, not now. You are not meant to be weed killers. Secondly, what we tend to do is to worry that the wheat will become ruined and poisoned by its entanglements with the weeds. We worry that good in people will be poisoned by associating with the bad or those we identify as bad. Jesus says, you don't have the discernment to be able to tell who is good and who is bad. Good people can make mistakes. People who appear to be bad people can sometimes be and become good. The hearts of people are not discerned by other people, only by God. You cannot tell the difference. Do not try to judge. You could make a terrible mistake. You could damage someone's heart. False perceptions can also be poisonous. Our third tendency is to think that when Jesus talks about the field, Jesus is only talking about the world or his Jewish community or maybe living among Gentiles. But Jesus always teaches both in what applies to a field of community also applies within the field of your own heart. What does it mean to see human being as both saints and sinners, a field of the heart that is made good in the image of God, but that submits here and there to sinful natures? We all are good people living in a world filled with obstacles, temptations, and entanglements that can trip us up and make us fall. Our job is not to scan the field to see who is bad and who is good, but to keep ourselves rooted in Jesus Christ, focused in His love and kingdom bound. Part of living in community means that we live in, but not of the world. We are not made of it, but also not living outside of it. We, as Jesus' disciples, are the wheat of the world, cultivated with discipline and obedience, loyalty and love in Jesus our Lord and Savior, who lives in us and we in Him, raised up to be bread for the world by the bread of the Word. We are called by Jesus to love our fellow brothers and sisters. As we grow together, some will have their hearts firmly rooted in Jesus Christ. As they mature in their faith, they will clearly live out their faith of Jesus in the way they love, the way they refuse to judge, the way they serve others in peace and in joy. But they will also realize discipleship is not easy. It is a struggle we live every day to be true to who we are, beloved children of God. We will encounter temptations that trap us, situations that entangle us, influences that tempt us away from Jesus, things that distract us away from the truth of our nature. When our focus wanders to criticizing others, we have lost the sight of our own growth and our own authenticity. To be a Jesus disciple is to recognize only God can judge the truth of our hearts when we come to our prepared place at the end of our time on earth. Finally, Jesus gives us one more surprise. We are not merely to tolerate each other, but we are to grow together until the harvest time comes. For where in agriculture the darnel, that is the weed that resembles wheat, will ultimately poison the crop. In Jesus' parable, the opposite is possible. Jesus always hopes that the weeds will be influenced by the wheat, that the wheat will overcome. In the end, Jesus will gather up the wheat. Those who have overcome, no matter what the obstacles or the temptations or the ways of the world, and who have, in their entanglements with evil, impregnated the bad with the seeds of good. Jesus is the Messiah of great hope. And against all logic or reason, all our desires to judge, to sentence, to pronounce upon others, Jesus tells us no, and all God's children deserve a chance. Let them grow together with you. They cannot poison one true to God. But you who have faith that can move a mountain and uproot it with the strength of your love, you can heal even the weediest sinner. You will do even greater things than I. Such is the power of God. What is it like to be a weed? We all have a little bit of weed tangling in the beautiful seeds God has shown in us. We all have fallen at one time or another. We all have made mistakes. We all have weakened in our faith. We all have judged another instead of looking to our own garden and our own growth. To weed is to be human. Jesus knows it is not easy to live in this world. Living today is no easier than it was in Jesus' time. The problems are different, but the sentiments are nearly the same. In the field of your life, in the field of your community, in the field of your church, in the field of your politics, in the field of your school, in the field of your world, Jesus doesn't plan to weave into your life. We live in a world in which sin exists. Evil exists. Problems exist. temptations exist. It is not our job to cut down everything in our path that might be alien to our mission. It is only our job to walk, or Jesus walk through it, loving the world that God created, loving the people in it to the best of our ability. Then Jesus will do the rest. The strength of Jesus will sustain you even in trouble. The joy of Jesus will sustain you even in sorrow. The faith of Jesus will sustain you even in doubt. The love of Jesus will sustain you even when others hate you. A flower flourishing in a garden of weeds is still a flower, and beautiful it is. We are called to till and keep our covenant with God, to be faithful in an imperfect world. Jesus doesn't expect us to always be perfect. He only expects us to stay rooted in Him. He will take care of the perfecting when the time is ripe. Sometimes we can get so caught up with judging everyone around us. We can lose track of our own walk with Jesus Christ. The best fruit we bear as the bread of the word is to concentrate on being the loving disciples Jesus called us to be, in love with God and in love with God's word of imperfect but beautiful people. Some may never make that divine harvest, but that's for Jesus to decide. As for us, our own hearts will take as much energy as we can produce, for to love the weeds of the world as our neighbors and our fellows will be our greatest challenge and Jesus' greatest joy. Amen. Let us pray. Creator God, You are the source of all that is, the life in every living thing. You made them all, and You made us, not wholly good or wholly bad, but full of creative potential, which, like Yours, can be used for good or for harm. Lord, we come to You today, and first we open our eyes and look with You at the ripening harvest of our lives. Let us give thanks with God and to God for every growth in grace, every lesson learned, every kindness shown, every struggle overcome. Let us ask for help to nurture and encourage every seed of life that God has planted. Let us acknowledge before God the dangers that we face and the temptations that draw us. Let us trust God the farmer who deals with them when the time is right. Lord of all life, may the seeds of Your kingdom grow in us and be allowed to flourish, and may we share with all Your faithful people in the joy of the harvest feast. Amen.
Hi, I'm Kevin, and I'll bring you now our prayers for others. Lord, we thank you that we can freely bring our prayers to you, with the knowledge that you will hear them and answer them. We thank you for the many blessings that we receive from you in both the good times and the bad times. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who stands beside us and guides us and comforts us as we face life on earth with its many ups and downs. As the pandemic continues to affect many people around the world, we again ask that you provide guidance and wisdom to those people in positions of leadership, power, to make decisions that are not just about money, but are the right decisions in the best interests of all people. We ask that you remove the selfishness from the hearts of those that choose to scoff at and disregard those wise decisions for their own purposes and to put other people's lives at risk. We thank you for the many, many people, both from within your church and the general community, who are stepping up at great risk to themselves to help others and to help deal with the pandemic and its impacts. We ask that you protect and bless those people. As the situation with COVID-19 is very changeable at the moment, we continue and pray for your guidance and wisdom for our church council as they work through the process of planning for the reopening of our church to again allow fellowship in person. Lord, we pray for your protection over the Scripture Board SRE teachers as they recommence face-to-face classes in Term 3 at Peakhurst High. We pray that you will empower them to touch the minds and hearts of the students. With many natural disasters still occurring around the world, we also ask that you continue to be a power and strength at these times that people can draw on. We also pray that you guide your church on how best it can show and extend your love in these devastating circumstances. For those in our own church community who are suffering for any reason, we ask that you reach out to them with your comfort and strength, and we thank you for the blessings of the church pastoral care team leaders. In conclusion, Lord, we pray that through your word, the help of the Holy Spirit, and our Christian fellowship, you will strengthen our faith and turn that faith into deeds so that we can be part of your harvest in the final days. We pray these prayers through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
These are today's announcements. Firstly, there was a birthday during last week, Laura on the 16th. So happy birthday to Laura. If I miss your birthday, then happy birthday to all of you. The second announcement I have today is that there will be a virtual morning tea today around 11:15 a.m. after online church. Zoom will be opened from 11 a.m. So see you soon. Lastly, I want to let you know that we have to postpone the date of returning to church worship gatherings because of the current COVID-19 outbreak. The church council decided to wait for the next couple of weeks to see what's happening in our state. So any further notice will be updated. If you have any questions, please contact your pastoral care leader or me. This is an end of today's online church. If you wanted to get connected with us, or simply you have any question or inquiry, please contact me via email or phone on the bottom of the screen. This is a blessing. Get ready to go into God's Word. Bring messages of hope to all. As we have been blessed, may we bring blessings to all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for your participation in our online church this morning or whenever. Thank you for all those people who took part of this service. Thank you. Hope you have a very blessed day and very blessed week. See you next week. I got your word.